Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 13, Verse number 8. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. O worshipable one, please give us your direction for the execution of duties within our working capacity so that we can follow it for fame in this life and progress in the next life. So please repeat. O worshipable one, please give us your direction
for the execution of duty
within our working capacity
so that we can follow
it for fame
in this life
and progress in the next. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Brahma is the direct recipient of Vedic knowledge from the personality of Godhead, and anyone discharging his entrusted duty in the cyclic succession from Brahma is here to gain fame in this life and salvation in the next. The disciplic succession Brahma is called the Brahma Sampradaya, and it descends as follows. So Krishna gives the knowledge to Brahma, followed to Narad, Vyasa, Madhava Muni, goes all the way to Mahadevendra Puri, Ishwar Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Saru Damodada, Sri Rupa Goswami and other Goswamis, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Goswami, Narottam Das Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti, Jagannath Das Babaji, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, I.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. This line of disciplic succession from Brahma is spiritual, whereas the generational succession from Manu is material, but both are on the progressive march towards the same goal of Krishna consciousness. Om Jnana Timurandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namah Shri Chaitanya Manavistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swayam Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Prakandam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Chah Shri Rupam Sahagrajatam Sahagna Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sujivam Sadvaitam Sadbhutam Parijana Saitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagna Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Sa Panchakalpataru Bhairishcha Kripasindhu Evacha Patitanam Pavne Bhayo Vaishno Bhyo Namo Namo Mahavadamyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Namini Gaurakasya Namah He Krishna Karma Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagarpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishvanasate Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So we're gonna talk a little bit from this paper where Srila Prabhupada is actually speaking about this disciplic succession. So as you can see, the disciplic succession is just like a mailman. He gets a mail and then he actually delivers it to the person who is supposed to get it. During the whole process, the mail does not get changed. It is the same mail as it was received originally, and and the person who actually gets it is in the same condition. Similarly, this disapplication knowledge is actually same. It is received from Krishna and it is unchanged. It is passed step by step and goes all the way to us. This is the glories of disciplic succession. But somewhere along our sampradaya, this message got slightly changed. And that's what I'm going to talk about. The knowledge from Brahma came, and mostly it was in the Sakya Raj. But when it actually came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, he changed this knowledge slightly. And that is what our goal is. So what we are going to talk mostly about is to understand what is our goal. You know what all our goals are, right? When you ask a student who is in grade 5, what is your goal? Someone might say, I want to be a doctor, I want to be a lawyer, right? So it's very important to know what is our goal. We can't just keep coming here and don't understand what we actually want to attain in our spiritual life. So what is the difference between what actually changed when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came? Right? The difference is that he has given us Raghunuga Bhakti. What is Raghunuga Bhakti?
Spontaneous love.
Where is spontaneous love? In Golok Vrindavan. Right. So he came us to give especially this Raghunuga Bhakti. So this is our goal of our life. Right. So what is this Raghunuga Bhakti? Raghunuga Bhakti is actually practiced by only the Braj, only in Braj, by the Brajbasis. They are mostly in four levels. Now if you look at Vaikuntha level, right, everybody worships the Lord in or in reverence. So there's only Piva Dasyaras. Everybody is servant of the Lord. So if you know somebody's position, that he's somebody so supreme, right? If somebody very high comes to your place, right? The Prime Minister or somebody, you can't relate to him as a friend. You're going to give him a nice place. There's a lot of respect there. Right? And that's what you find in Vaikuntha level. That's what you find in Ayodhya. And that's what you find in Dwarka. Even that's what you find in Mathura. But what do you find in Braj? Braj, there is no pure Dasyaras. Even Dasyaras is there, but it is mixed. It's mixed with one of the other four rasas. The other rasas is Sakiras, Vatsalyaras, and Madhuriras. So either as being as a servant, by being a friend of Krishna, by being superior of Krishna, just like Krishna's parents, or in the Madhuriras, just like the gopis. This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give us. So this is our goal. So how do you get this?
By Sankirtan
movement. If somebody comes to me and says, I want $1 million and I don't have it, can I give it to you? So you have to go to somebody who has it. Now who has it? Prajapasis, right? Right? Because spontaneous love is only in Braj. So you have to go to find somebody who is from Braj if you want this. Now, do you know anyone who is from Braj? Are they here? Yes, the Goswamis are here. You can go to them. Who else?
Gurudev.
Who else? Which devotees? There are lots of devotees. Prabhupada. He's there. What did Prabhupada say? Vrindavan is my home. Mayapur is the place of worship. Vrindavan is my home. And when Prabhupada was in, somewhere in US, I think Los Angeles, and he said, don't think that I'm in Los Angeles. I'm in Vrindavan. Do you think Radha Vallabha is in Melbourne? How many of you think Radha Vallabha is in Melbourne? How many of you think they are not in Melbourne?
He's everywhere.
Where then? Right. So Radha Vallabha is not in Melbourne. We are in Melbourne. Because our consciousness is there of Melbourne. But wherever they are, Radha and Krishna are together, they are there. That's only Vrindavan. So this is like an embassy to Vrindavan. When you come here, it is no difference from Vrindavan. And you have to understand this. You might go to US embassy and think it's in Australia. That's one consciousness. Similarly, a lot of people come and see the deities and they think that it's just a stone. But what we have to understand is they are from Vrindavan. When Radharani is holding those garlands, you know, especially, you know. What is the difference? What is the main thing when you look at our deities compared to a lot of other temples? A lot of deities, the Shiva deities, the Vishnu deities, the Ram deities. What do you see the difference of seeing Radha Vallabha to all the other deities? What is the main thing there? What happens? Ecstasy. So you feel that ecstasy. Right? Sometimes you feel that ecstasy. The main thing is the beauty of the deities. Krishna has these four qualities which is not there. When you see somebody beautiful, what do? You feel some attraction for it. Right? That's what we feel about. That's what's special about these deities. Now how do you know how beautiful Krishna is? You have to read. Now as we said, Prabhupada is from Vrindavan. And he has given us this temple. What is the most important thing that Srila Prabhupada has given us? Harina and the books. Because the whole books is all about Krishna. Once somebody was speaking to my Guru Maharaj and he said, "We don't like your Guru Maharaj." He said, "When you read Prabhupada's book, there is nowhere to go, you know. There's one straight line. And every page, he puts so many Krishna's name there. Even if it's not supposed there, he still puts the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna." Because that's what Prabhupada is. His heart is Vrindavan. So we have to understand this. We have to read Prabhupada's books. How many of you have read all of Prabhupada's book? Anyone else? Only one? How many? Bhagavad Gita? How many have you read the whole Srimad Bhagavatam? How many of you read the Chaitanya Charitamrita? You have to read this. If you don't read this, how do you understand what Prabhupada is giving? This is very important. This is the goal of life. If you don't understand it, when you see, when we chant, what did Prabhupada said? How should we chant? In the beginning he said, just chant, right? Then he said, chant and listen, right? Then he said, chant and meditate. So depending on different levels, you have to meditate. What do you meditate on? What do you meditate on? Krishna. What on Krishna? You have to know about Krishna, right? You have to meditate on the pastimes of Krishna. If you don't read these books, how would you understand the pastimes of Krishna? Our greatest gift is the six Goswamis. What have they given us? They have given us this immense literature. And what is that literature? Srila Prabhupada has written Srimad Bhagavatam. First nine cantos is like an introduction so that it can prepare us to canto 10. What is canto 10? Right, Krishna's pastimes. But in that, there are certain pastimes that are more prominent. The five chapters about Ras Leela, and there's a few other chapters that are also have Krishna's pastimes. Just like the Gopi Gita and few others. Now what did the six Goswamis do? They took these chapters, took it as a seed from Srimad Bhagavatam, and then made it into a very big tree with full of flowers and fruits. They've taken each of these verses and expanded it into great pastimes. How many of you heard of the Dankeli comedy, the pastimes where Krishna takes the text? It's just one verse from there. They have expanded it and then put a whole book on one pastimes. Now if you haven't read Srila Prabhupada's book, you can't read their books, right? Because their books are much, much more in detail. I'm not saying that you should start reading their books now. When you are in grade 5 and if you want to do the homework of grade 10 people, will you be able to do it? You're going to fail. But, as I said, if you ask a grade 5 student what does he want to be, and he said, I want to be a doctor, he knows what the goal is. So we have to also understand what our goal is. We have to understand the goal so that we can understand and read about all the pastimes of Krishna. So when we chant, this pastimes flows through our mind. That is what it means by staying here, staying anywhere in the world, but your mind is in Vrindavan. The five most important things about devotional service is what? First one is chanting the holy name of the Lord. The second one? Sadhu Sangha. Third one? Chanting is the first one. Second one is association of the devotees, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, deity worship, and living in Vrindavan. See, how can you live in Vrindavan when we are here? It's more important to live in Vrindavan in our mind so that we can meditate. And how can you meditate? If you know the pastimes. If you know the pastimes, then you can see everything, you can relate to it. Just like if you see a peacock or peacock feather, what do you think of? Krishna. But you have to have that consciousness. If you see it's about to rain and it's a blue cloud, you know, heavy green, what do you think of? When you hear the rumbling of the clouds, you know, you think about Ghanshyam, you know. Who is that? Krishna. So you can relate to all those things. So how do you do this? First you learn the pastimes. At the moment, we know one pastime here, that pastime. So we have to start practicing it. When you start chanting, you start meditating on those pastimes. This Astakala Leela. You know, how many of you know what Astakala Leela is? Actually, in the day of Krishna is divided into 8 parts, and Krishna does different kinds of pastimes at different time of the day. So depending on when you are chanting, you can actually think and meditate in that way. So you have to practice. To become a doctor, you don't become a doctor overnight. After, if you have all the knowledge, you have to practice it. And then you become a doctor. So in the beginning, it's like a river that is dried up. And when there's a dried up river, you'll find ponds of water. Right? So you think of one pastime. Then you force your mind to go to the next pond, which is the next pastimes. And once you keep reading and understanding all these pastimes, then from this practice, the river becomes full and then it starts flowing. So that's our goal. That's where ultimately we want to get to. Now what's special about the 6 Goswamis? What did they give us? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only comes very rarely, once in Brahma's day, not even all the time. Japataka Maharaj was saying, after Krishna comes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't come even after that all the time. Krishna comes once in Brahma's day. So this is very, very special. And then what did he ask? The 6 Goswamis. Who are the 6 Goswamis? What is their position in the spiritual world? They are the Manjaris. What are the Manjaris? Their position is that before the 6 Goswamis, any Braj Bhakti was mostly on the level of Sakhi. Vidwa Mangal Thakur, he wanted to be a friend of Krishna, like a friend of the Gopis, an elderly, no, a Gopi. But when the 6 Goswamis came, they have given us, this is our parampara. because we are called Rupanugas. What does Rupanugas mean? The followers of Rupa Goswami. Who is Rupa Goswami? He is Radharani's maidservant. What is the difference between a maidservant and a friend? And the servants, the friends are. So when Radha and Krishna are together in the kunjas and performing some pastimes, Lalita is not there, Vishakha is not there. But the maid servants save Radha and Krishna very personally. So, what does that mean? Whatever Radharani experienced, they experience. What does manjari mean? You know, if you look at the tulsi plant, the manjari is the top flower. If Radharani is the whole plant, and when she is in ecstasy, the whole plant shakes, what shakes the most? The top bit, right? So the manjaris experience all these things that Radharani experiences. And what is their quality? They do not want to experience anything individually with Krishna. Their only desire is to actually save Radha and Krishna together. Now, to understand all this, you have to read. You have to read Prabhupada's book. I'm giving something very high. I'm just trying to give you what the goal is. How much work we have to do to get there. Don't start going and doing all these things. You have to find out where you are, what level you are. Don't try to start doing grade 10 assignments when you are still in grade 1. Mm-hmm. Right? So, but we should understand what our goal is. And there's not a lot of time. Because of the 24 hours, 8 hours we spend work, right? People might say, I don't have time to read because I'm so busy, 2-3 hours driving nowadays, you know, eating and then sleeping, and there's hardly any time left, you know. Right, okay, that's in the weekdays. But what about weekend? You don't have that 8 hours to work, right? So everybody should take some time every day if possible, at least in the weekend, to read these books. And there's no excuse why you shouldn't be able to do it. Otherwise, this great opportunity that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us, the 6 Goswamis have given us, that Srila Prabhupada has given us, it will all go to a waste. You are very fortunate to be here. You are very fortunate to be associated with somehow or the other with ISKCON. You might not understand even how fortunate you are. That's the main thing. We do not understand how fortunate we are. But walk towards, start reading Prabhupada's book, start reading lectures, listening to the lectures, so that one day we can understand and come closer to our goal. We sing this prayer every day. See Guru Vandana. What is the secret there? That's the main secret there. The whole thing is in there. Worshipping and saving their spiritual master. This is the main thing. How can you save your spiritual master? What does the spiritual master want? What does all our spiritual masters want? They just want to save whom? Srila Prabhupada. So how do you save Srila Prabhupada? Srila Prabhupada had made it so easy for us. He can do Harinam. You can't do anything, you can chant. That's also saving. You can take prasadam, that's also saving. You don't even have to save prasadam. By accepting prasadam, by honoring prasadam, you are saving this movement. So my request today would be, take this movement a bit more seriously. It's just like you've got $1 million at home. If I tell you you've got $1 million home, how many of you would like to think, oh, let's get away from here as soon as possible so I can get that money? They won't be thinking about what I'm saying in this class. They'll be thinking about $1 million at home, right? Well, most of us, right? That's what we got. We got so much. The nectar, the highest thing that we can ever get, not only this material, in the spiritual world, And we are so lazy, we don't want to get it. Our inheritance is so great. So we have to understand this, and we have to start working toward this, and please take it. Please take it. Do as much service as you. This is the greatness of this thing, you know, this movement. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful, whatever little bit of service you do, he's going to reciprocate it millions and millions of times. When Krishna came, you know, somebody opposed to him, what did he do? He killed them. What did Gauranga do? What did Gauranga did? What did he do to Jagai and Madai? Yeah, he gave them the topmost. Forget about karmas. Karmas is no big deal, you know. You can chant the holy name of Lord, it can go away. He gave them prem. He gave them Braj Bhakti. This is Gauranga Mahaprabhu. If Gauranga Mahaprabhu is more merciful, how merciful are the six Goswamis? They become even more merciful. What about Narottam Das Thakur? He becomes more merciful. As the disciplic succession increases, all these personalities, mercy adds up in there. And Prabhupada, you know, look at Prabhupada. What he did, he gave this Braj Bhakti, or he has given an opportunity for us to accept Braj Bhakti, who are most unqualified. Especially in the West. If you are born in India, okay, you might have some knowledge, you know. Me coming from Fiji, we were sinful from the day we were born, you know.
Why do you say so?
Because we didn't know. We grew up eating meat and everything, you know. In India, at least, there is some culture there, you know, that they know they should. And my parents used to ask, you shouldn't eat meat on one day because we're going to do this puja. And I was wondering, why one day, you know? I was always used to ask, you know, why one day, you know? Why should we, if we do, if something is right, why shouldn't we do it all the time? Why do it on one day? But that's the way it was, you know. I used to go and listen to Ramayana in Fiji. Ramayana is the main thing. Everybody reads Ramayana every Friday. You know? And after that, what they do? They drink grog. They take intoxication. And you wonder, you know. I didn't understand it that time. But they gathered more to actually drink, take intoxication, then do Ramayana actually. To listen. And I never understood anything. And then I read Prabhupada's book, and then everything made sense. I read Srila Prabhupada's book, and it was by chance, it was somehow or the other, Krishna arranged me to go to the temple. I went to the temple just to eat, because they said the prasadam was very good. So I said, okay, let's go. They said they make puris every day, every Sunday. So I said, okay, let's go. And the first thing that struck to me was that there was an English version of Bhagavad Gita. And I said, oh, I can read this now. So I took the Bhagavad Gita, and I read it within the week, the whole book. And then next week went, I went and bought the chanting bag and the beads, you know, and I started chanting. First day I chanted 16 rounds because that's what was written in the book. Prabhupada said, chant 16 rounds. So I've been chanting 16 rounds and I had to hide in the dark so that my wife didn't see me. And then she came and said, what are you doing? And I'm saying, I'm chanting, you know. So this is how it started. But she had that inclination earlier when she was in high school, she wanted to join Hare Krishna because they said they're going to send you to India. So she had that desire, and somehow or the other, Krishna made that arrangement. But despite all that, being the most in the most fallen situation, Prabhupada has given us, if we don't take advantage and get the highest goal, then what's the point? You know? It's our loss. So every day, read a bit of Prabhupada's book. Read a chapter, you know, read for half an hour. Make it a life, you know, unless, as I said, you know, you don't become a doctor just like that. You have to practice. If you don't practice it, how are you going to get there? Read lectures. If you can't So if you can't read every day, listen to lectures. Have something nice when you're driving. That's what I do. I read my, listen to my Guru Maharaj's lecture while I'm in the car. It takes me half each way, so I listen to a lecture an hour every day. Because that's the way the knowledge gonna flow. Everything that happens in our life for a spiritual advancement only comes through the spiritual master. He arranges everything. Even me speaking here, it's by His mercy that you get this knowledge. You have to understand this, the spiritual master. Every morning, what do we do? Sansara, Dawadi, you know, what's this all about? Glorification of the spiritual master. Then we do Guru Puja, what's it about? The mercy flows through the spiritual master. Worship your spiritual master. Listen to his lectures. Even you have six gurus, it's only by his mercy. I think of Jayapataka Maharaj and I said, look at him, you know. What he's going through, you know. He's in Calcutta now and he still wants to go to Mayapur. And Mayapur is under flood. They're trying to stop him not to go. But he's only thinking about what those people are suffering. This is the quality of the devotees. Because all they see is the suffering of others is their suffering. But to get to that level, first you have to come to that level. You have to come to understand Prabhupada's mission. Who comes at the age of 70 years old to a West? People go at that age to Vrindavan so they can leave their body. What did Prabhupada do? He came with so much suffering on the boat so that we can get this knowledge. And if we don't, or even don't try to it, so all the sacrifice that Prabhupada has made. If you don't want to do it for yourself, do it for Prabhupada. So at least you can appreciate what he has given us. So understand our goal. Our goal is Braj Bhakti. To understand Braj Bhakti, you have to actually know about it. So then in the end, then when we can actually meditate, when we can chant, all these pastimes of what happens in Braj can actually go through our mind. Just like a river flows through the ocean. Ocean is like Krishna's pastimes. And the river goes to the ocean. So we have to go to the ocean. But you don't want to go into a river which is dried up. That's what our situation is now, you know. You don't want to walk from one pond to another pond. If you know about it, get all the ponds together, then it becomes a continuous flow. Take any questions, any comments? First thing is that we should understand that Raghunauga Bhakti is very highest level. So first we have to do is, while we are in this material world, is to do Vaidhi Bhakti. You know what Vaidhi Bhakti is? Right, you have to worship just like the Lord with awe and reverence. You don't go and hug Krishna because you think Krishna is your friend. Right, the rules and regulations, you have to take your bath, you have to chant the mantras and you know, put tilak on and everything, you know, and you worship Krishna in a certain way. You know, when you offer four times to the feet and everything. This is called Vaidhi Bhakti. So externally we have to continue doing that. But internally we have to cultivate spontaneous devotional service. Spontaneous devotional service is where there's no rules. Basically all these rules that we are doing, now following in Vaidhi Bhakti actually has been become. Because if you know Krishna is God, would you try to jump on Krishna's back? Would you? No, right? But when you get to that level, so first you have to know about Krishna and worship him like he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead and you are his servant. then you have to forget about all this and worship him and in different rasas. So you have to understand all these pastimes. So how do you actually get in spontaneous love is, you have to go to somebody who has it. Right? So when you read different pastimes of Krishna, for example, you read pastimes of Krishna during the day when Krishna is with his cowherd boyfriends, right? Now what do? You listen to, read that pastimes, and different kind of attractions going to come to you, right? But then you're going to read more pastimes when Krishna is with the gopis. And eventually you're going to start, when you read all these pastimes, you're going to get attracted to certain kind of pastimes. And that's what your sarup is. Right? So the more you read, you'll find out that you are going in a particular channel. This is the way you want to. And as you keep building on it, then all those are going to come. And when the time is ready, then your Guru Maharaj will reveal what your actual position, what your sarup is in the spiritual world. But that is not to be imitated. If you imitate this, that, oh, I am a gopi or this, right, then, as I said, you know, you're trying to do an assignment for grade 10 when you're in grade 5, then there's only failure. So don't go there. I'm just trying to show you, tell you what the goal is. We are far, far away. If you want to get there, I want to create this greed in you. The greed to get there. Unless you have this greed, you won't be able to, you won't succeed. Do you want to really get to that level? So how do you do that? Start reading Prabhupada's book. Read Srimad Bhagavatam. My Guru Maharaj said, read Bhagavad Gita, read Srimad Bhagavatam, read Chaitanya Charitamrita, then read it again. Once you read that, then you speak to Guru Maharaj and he'll tell you what to read after that. But unless you read these pastimes, how would you understand? Make sense? So that's our goal. Read Prabhupada's book. This is the process. Read Prabhupada's book. Once you have read all of these, then you start to get into more detail into different pastimes. There's lots of pastimes in Krishna book already there. And Srila Prabhupada gave Krishna book before he actually translated Srimad Bhagavatam. And we are not supposed to read Canto 10 unless we have read the other ones. But Prabhupada gave it to the whole world and he said, distribute this as much as you can. Yeah. Because the glory about all these books is that if you are in grade 1, you won't understand what's in grade 10. Even though the grade 10 literature is there, you only understand what you are capable of. This is the greatness of these books, you know. The more you read, every time you read, it's ever fresh. Next time you read, you still get something. It's like, oh, I haven't read that bit. So the more you get purified, just like the more you wash the gold, which is dirty, it starts glowing, you know. The more you get purified, the more sincerely you chant, the more you'll be able to understand. So if you can get one thing out of this class, get serious, read Prabhupada's book. Okay, any other questions, comments? Yes, bro.
One comment about period and night I was in USA, and one of my relations asked me, why Prabhupada's in Bhagavad Gita so much bhakti is there all the time? So that's our goal of life. That's why bhakti is there in all the sections of Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah.
And same thing now. My question today is to you, why in this particular mentioning fame in this life and progress in the next? Why the fame is
because when you become a devotee, you become famous. So fame comes automatically with devotion. For example, Japataka Maharaj, for example, you know, he's famous all over the world. So fame comes. But as a devotee, you should be very careful of this fame. Because this is the last stage where you can fall down. You have to be very careful. This is why Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj said, you should make a garland of one of the vases. What is that vase? And he said, hang it around your neck. What is that vase? Srinath api sunisena taro api saisuna. Be humble as a blade of grass. What does humility mean? How do you become humble? Yes, bro.
Couple of days ago, Prabhupada appeared in my dream.
Mm.
And
you are very fortunate.
Is it?
Yes.
I don't know. I'm still learning. He was giving interview with journalists.
Mm.
And journalists asked him, Are you a god? He said, no, I'm not a god, he said, Prabhupada said. And who are you then? I'm just a disciple of God. But have you seen Krishna? No, I haven't. Then why are you doing this preaching business? He said, I'm making so many disciples. If at least one of them can go back to God, they can take me to. That's the height of humility.
That's height of humility. Humility means, the greatness about humility is that when you think you are the lowest of everybody.
Yeah.
If you think you are higher than somebody, then that becomes a problem. So humility means, that's why I said humble is a bread of grass. You walk on the grass, does the grass complain? Now you do everything on the grass, you cut it, it doesn't even complain. That's humility. So this is very important, that humility is utmost. It has to be humble. If you become famous and you think you are very famous, and we have gurus that have gone down, and this is one of the main things, because they accepted so many disciples. So you have to be very careful. But fame comes. And you become so famous, you know. Look at all this. Look at Prabhupada, you know. How famous is he?
I just want to finish what I wanted to say. After I heard that sentence, after I saw that dream, and then I woke up, Prabhupada says he hasn't seen Krishna. And where is the chance for me to see Krishna? So I took over those of if a sinner like me, if a holy person like Prabhupada is saying that he hasn't seen Krishna, so what is the chance of seeing me, Krishna?
Prabhupada was in Los Angeles and he came back at about 11 or 12 o'clock at night, and he had this beautiful Radha Madhava Diti on the table. My Guru Maharaj, His Holiness Tamal Krishna, was there, and Prabhupada looked at the deities and she said, and you know what he said? Radha and Krishna are dancing together. Radha and Krishna are dancing today. Prabhupada saw Krishna everywhere. The only thing Prabhupada saw was Krishna. But if you're not qualified to, if he tells Prabhupada, I saw Krishna, you know, what would the journalist think? So you tell people what they are ready to listen, you know. You don't tell grade one student, you know, something that is of a high, you know. You tell them to the level. This is the thing about preaching, you know. I'm not going to tell all of you, so you're going to start doing spontaneous devotion. I'm just trying to tell you what the goal is so you can achieve it. I'm trying to also tell you, find out what level you are in, grade 1, 2, 5, 10 or whatever. Right? So that you can gradually make progress. I want to set you, trying to actually make you understand, that doesn't mean you are already there. So Prabhupada, the same thing. You read the Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is expansion of Krishna. Those are his words. Prabhupada used to read his own books. And when he was asked, why do you read your own books? Because this is the greatness about these early devotees, you know. They ask Prabhupada everything. Prabhupada, why are you reading your own book? And Prabhupada said, because when I was reading, Krishna was dictating it to me. His purports are dictated by Krishna. Even when Prabhupada was actually translating the books in the Bhagavad Gita, and there was some confusion on the words and everything, and Prabhupada said, take the words of there, so many nice translations. Take the words from there. But what is missing in this Bhagavad Gita is his purports. Explanation how to actually get much, much deeper into this. So that's the essence of it. To understand Prabhupada, go into the purports. That's the important bit. And that's why every time we read, you read the same page for a month and you'll find something new there. So the more you get qualified, the Krishna reveals that knowledge to you. Because Krishna says, I give remembrance and I give forgetfulness.
Prabhu, forgive me if I'm talking too much. anyone who has got a copy of Bhagavad Gita as it is in their home is like a person having a time bomb ready to explode one day with a spiritual awakening.
Yeah, it is. And my experience is I've experienced it myself. One of my godbrother, Ramchandra Prabhu, he gave a Bhagavad Gita to his sister when she got married. And that book was staying in their house for about 10, 15 years. And then they became devotees. Now she is an initiated devotee. Now no inclination, nothing, right? But this is because Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam is known different from Krishna. So, if you don't have a copy of it, buy it. Put it in your... And then one day you might get inclined to read it. Every day you see it, you know. Let's read it, you know. But if you don't have it, you won't read it, right? How many of you got a set of Srimad Bhagavatam in their home? Chaitanya Chaitamrita? Yeah, get the whole set. Put it there. You're going to read it. Those books, they talk. Without you reading it, by looking at them, they talk. You know. What do they have on the picture on there? Chaitanya Charitamrita. You know. The beautiful pictures of Krishna there. Prabhupada has made this so easy for us. He has even tricked us. You know, in Indian, this culture is that. You know, Western, it's all right. In Indian, this culture is that. You have to be pure. You have to, you know, before you can do worship, even read Bhagavad Gita, right? Or any spiritual scriptures, right? You can't read Srimad Bhagavatam unless you have your shower, you sit down like this and read it, right? This is, isn't there? Right? And after you read it, you fold it nice and then put it aside until you're ready there. So what did Prabhupada do? He brought those whole book and put it into pieces. Teachings of Kunti, you know. You give anybody that book, they're going to read it. The king of the knowledge is from Bhagavad Gita. You know. You give that, they'll read it. So Prabhupada took the whole thing, put it into small pieces so we can read it anytime. And then once you get that knowledge, then you want to actually read more. Just come and take prasadam, you know. Just have association of the devotees. Sadhu Sangha, this of the two of the five, 64 items, five are the most important. Of those five, two are most important. The most is chanting of the holy name, and the second is devotee association. Why did Prabhupada make these centers? So we can have association of devotees. And not only association of devotees, you can get also association of Gaunitai, Radha Vallabha, Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. So you also get the association of Supreme Personality. You know, Krishna, you can get association of Radha and you pray to them. I don't have the knowledge, please help me, guide me. Any other comments? Last one?
What if Prabhupada was still physically alive, what would he say about India playing cricket match?
India was playing cricket then, is there still playing now? And the most important thing is Prabhupada is still alive. They were still fanatic then. There's no difference now and then. We don't have. The thing is that this is one of our biggest problems in our life. We are like flies. Instead of flies, we should be honeybees. We only want to go and sit on where there is. Not nectar. Where do flies sit? So when we look at the people, we just try to see what is the bad qualities in there. India has great qualities. Who said India is bad? Who cares about cricket? Krishna plays cricket. He hit the ball in the Yamuna. So when you look at Krishna playing, Indians playing cricket, you think, oh, Krishna played that too, you know. You really want to play cricket, go and play with Krishna.
What is
he,
bowler or batsman?
Huh? You have to go and find out. So, the main point is, stop looking at bad qualities. There's good qualities in everything. I was traveling. If you're on the Facebook, you might have read this. You know, I was traveling on the plane. I was going to Brisbane to see my mom. And early in the morning, got on the plane, get to seat. Before I go there, the next two seats, there's a young couple sitting with a young kid, you know. And as soon as I sit down, the baby starts crying, you know. And I'm thinking, you know, I got my chanting bag, I got a book to read, and the baby was so loud and said, I can't read it, you know. And I said, I'm thinking to Krishna, why me, you know? They could have been sitting anywhere. You know? Then I start thinking, why me, you know? And the thing was that, you know, while I was sitting there, the baby was making, you know, I tell the mother, because the baby was cold, you know, I said, wrap the baby up. And once it got warm, it started less and less. But this mother was never upset for a moment, you know. Everybody around were looking around and they were, you know, just like being disturbed. Some people were trying to sleep. This mother, you know, was talking to the baby, reassuring the baby, hugging the baby, feeding the baby. There was not one tinge of anger in the, you know. And that's what Krishna is, you know. We have rejected him, we caused so much problem for him, he still wants us, you know. So there is a lesson to learn from everything. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, it tells you there's 24 gurus, you know. But the truth is, you can find guru everywhere. But you have to be humble. If you see yourself lower, then you can learn from everybody. Once a devotee was asked, he said, go and find somebody who is worse than of you, you know. And he went there and he looked at everything and he said, no, they had some quality that was better than him. Even he saw a worm in the stool, you know. And he said, that worm has a better quality than me. He can stay there, I can't stay there. So if you really look at good qualities, you become like a bee who goes and get the nectar rather than the fly who actually is going for the opposite. Okay. Any other comment? Mataji wanted to say something?
Yeah, once Srila Prabhupada was in Mayapur and he called Japataka, Japataka, come. And he said, do you see, do you see? And Japataka Swami, he thought of it, he said, no, I don't see. And then Prabhupada said, you see, the Lord Chaitanya, when you get on the dancing, he's seeing, but he's saying he's not seeing. That's what God Prabhupada said.
Yeah. Yeah, once Prabhupada, this Prabhupada was not well, and they're doing the Ratyatra in LA, I think. And Prabhupada got off the Ratyatra and started dancing. And he was really dancing, you know. He was jumping up and down, you know. And everybody danced together, and in the end, they asked Prabhupada, they said, Prabhupada said, you didn't see? Lord Nityananda was dancing, so I was dancing with him. So when you say Prabhupada didn't see, he saw them everywhere. Because Prabhupada is... If Prabhupada didn't have Krishna, he can't give it to us. He has given us Gaur Nitai, he has given us Radha Pallava, he has given us Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. So unless you have something, as I was saying, you know, if you want to have Raganuga Bhakti, then you have to go to somebody who has it. If you want $1 million, you have to go to somebody who is a millionaire. So Prabhupada has given us all this because he has it. He has opened this embassy to Golok Vrindavan. So if you want to Golok Vrindavan, first thing is this, come to this deities. Come to this temple. Associate with the followers. Read Prabhupada's book. So one day we can all be qualified to actually be with him and save him. Theek? Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki
jay.
Gonitai Bhagwan ki
jay.
Srila Prabhupada ki jay. Jagannath Baldev Subhadra ki
jay.
God Premanandi.